First half, not so good. You guys felt the Boo Birds there at Gillette Stadium. It doesn't happen all the time, but could hear the crowd even watching on TV. Really got into it. How fired up was Bill? Like, when you're down two touchdowns at halftime and as a team you haven't played well, is it a different halftime speech? And what did Bill say to you guys yesterday?
You know, basically that, you know, the first half was not, you know, the type of football we wanted to go out and play. You know, we had a certain game plan that we wanted to go out there and execute. And in the first half, we just, you know, we didn't do it. And then in the second half, it was like a different game. It was like a, you know, starting a new game. And, you know, I think we did a good job of doing exactly what we wanted to do.
You know, Rob, before the season started, we knew offensively there's some new faces that might take some time. And said, you know, defensively, you'd like to see this team take the next step. You want the captain now, you know, leader of that defense. You got to be awful proud of what you're seeing. I think a lot of Patriots fans absolutely love what they're seeing from this defense, because whether it's you keeping the game close and allowing this offense to sort of take some time to kind of get it going a little bit, or just winning football games, that's got to be, as a leader of this team, it's got to make you feel real good.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, I'm happy with you know, how we played. And hold on, I'm getting assaulted by Hightower and Chandler right now. I think you're listening, guys.
Like Tannehill in the second half.
So, you know, I think the young guys did a great job. You know, again, Chris Jones and Joe Villano, both, you know, I think they played very well. And, you know, that comes down to during the week how hard they're working, defensively, how hard we're working as a group. So I am happy. I'm happy how we're playing, given that there's been some ups and downs, and, you know, there's guys thrown into some positions that, you know, 5-6 weeks ago, they weren't in. So, you know, again, I think we've done a great job of just coming together as a group, realizing that, you know, this is what we need to do, and, you know, just doing it.
You know, how about Chris Jones? You just mentioned him. I mean, it's hard to believe, you know, that this guy claimed off of waivers and the effect that he's having for you guys. 7 tackles, 2 for a loss, and a sack. I mean, what do you see in him that maybe that nobody else obviously did?
I don't know. I mean, I was a long snapper before I got here. So, I, you know, there's a lot of, you know, things that happen that are out of your control. And I'm sure that, you know, him and Houston, it just didn't work out, and for whatever reason, he was picked up here, and now he's doing well. So, you know, he's just doing a great job for us, and, you know, he's going to just continue to work like we all are and get better as the season progresses. But, you know, again, a lot of it has to do with being in the right place and fitting with a good scheme. So I think that, you know, that it works for him and it works for me, you know, being in a perfect scheme for what type of player you are.
Rob Ninkovich joining us. Lou joked about it, but that second half, the harassment of Ryan Tannehill, you guys should have been looked up in terms of the pressure you put on from the beginning of that second half on. It felt like it was ears back, pinned, ready to go. Was that the plan coming out of halftime, that we have some opportunities against this offensive line to try to put some pressure on this quarterback, even down by a couple of scores?
Yeah, I mean, if you watch that first half, they weren't trying to throw the ball like they were in the second half. So,
sure.
You know, I think that once we scored on offense and, you know, kind of put them in a situation where they had to throw the ball more vertically down the field, you know, we were able to get to the quarterback. You know, when they're throwing 90s and three-step drops, you know, it's hard to get to the quarterback when he's throwing the ball so quick. So, again, that comes down to, you know, tying the score up, getting ahead, and then them having to get into a, you know, get the ball down the field type mentality instead of running the ball like they did in the first half.
You said, like, you know, they started throwing the ball, so you brought some pressure. And looking ESPN stats, is unbelievable. It says you guys brought 14 different snaps. You brought defensive back and pressure, and just a total of 5 in the first 7. I mean, there were other opportunities in those first games that you knew they were going to pass. You still didn't bring pressure. Was it just, you know, looking at the amount of sacks Tannehill's taken, that offensive line, is that why? Maybe it was a little bit more aggressive than usual?
Yeah, I think we knew that, you know, they had some issues up front with protection, and, you know, we knew that the ball wasn't like he was standing back there looking to throw a deep ball. We had to get on him quick. So bring those edge guys, that's all timing, you know, just like the passing game, it's all timing. So you hit it on the run and you hope to get to him before he gets the ball out of his hand. And, you know, we had success doing that.
Did you think you scored a touchdown? Do you think they were going to let you go in untouched after you picked up that fumble that Logan knocked away?
Well, anytime you know you're in that situation, you just want to let them make the decision. And you know, because if I just would have laid there and not been touched, it would have been like, man, I missed an opportunity to score there. So, you know, when I was getting the ball, I saw someone coming towards the ball. I think it was Incognito was coming towards the ball. So it's almost like, you know, I'm gonna get there first. So I just scooped it and rolled, and as I rolled, I just got up. So I didn't know if he hit me or not. So I just, you know, had the referees make the decision.
Well, that's one of two big plays in that game, Rob, that you were part of when you scooped up the fumble. The other one, in that third quarter, you know, you guys, they're in field goal position. You and Hightower are there for a sack. You knock them back 9 yards, and then they miss the field goal. And it felt like, watching the game, it felt like that was a game changer of momentum. Did you feel like that on the sideline, that once they missed that field goal, Rob, that some of the momentum had changed in that football game?
Yeah, that was a big play for us. You know, on that particular play, we had, I think another pressure on, and they slid the line, so I was free, and I was coming very hot, and I didn't I didn't slow down at all, and he ducked on me. He did like one of those Tom Brady ducks where the guys just fly past him. So and then I'm happy Hightower was able to just get up and take him down. But you know, it was great to move him back a little bit there, which in effect helped them miss the field goal.
Rob, we appreciate it. Pittsburgh on deck this week and then the bye week. We appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
Rob Ninkovich joining us. He was getting harassed by his teammates there